In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let's see. It has been 12 days since Christmas, so I imagine that most of you have packed up the stockings, undecorated the tree, hugged relatives goodbye, and are eating up the last of the leftovers in the icebox. So all that remains, perhaps, is a final vacuuming to get the leftover pin needles out of the rug. Sounds like Christmas 2016 is done. But wait, not so fast. How about your thank you notes? Are they done? Does the phrase in our general confession ring true here? We confess that we have sinned against you by what we have done and by what we have left undone. Are some of your thank you notes undone? Earlier this past week, I was in a casual conversation with my friend Christina. She asked what my plans were for that afternoon, and with a not so positive attitude, I said, "Oh, I have to sit down and write my thank you notes. I have to get them done." Clearly, the tone of my voice reflected that it was a chore, an obligation to be completed, reflecting perhaps the experience from my childhood when my mother nagged me until they were finally completed. Maybe you had a similar mother. And I must admit that I have passed that model of nagging down to my children. But what unexpectedly caught me off guard in that moment with Christina was how selfish and inappropriate my words and attitude sounded. Our liturgical calendar tells us today is the Feast of Epiphany, a season that will last until Lent. David has written a wonderful piece included on the front of our bulletin about the meaning of Epiphany. I'm quoting a portion of what he wrote. Quote, "An epiphany is a good old Greek word which means appearing or disclosure. It can happen when and where we least expect it. A sudden perception of meaning or an intuitive grasp of reality through something simple and striking. If we have eyes to see it, there are signposts on the journey which invites us to change our direction, leading us home by another way." I experienced what could only be called such an epiphany right after expressing my thoughts to Christina. It was sudden and unexpected, causing a shift in my perception, and it was simple and striking. I immediately apologized to Christina for being rather snarky, and since then, I've done some serious reflecting about the whole concept of gratitude and how to receive an act of kindness with genuine thankfulness. Someone cares for you, and out of that caring offers a gift that represents their positive feelings for you. How lovely of the other person, regardless of what the gift is. It may be a tangible object, or it may be in the form of a compliment, or suggestion, or an offer to help. The act of thanking that person is an integral part of the giving and receiving of human connection. proper appreciation necessitates both. It is not one-sided. True gratitude originates from the heart, not from the head. True gratitude cannot be rushed or checked off a to-do list. True gratitude is tinged with humility and vulnerability. True gratitude is rooted in quiet mindfulness. Normally, I do not make New Year's resolutions, but my epiphany moment from last week has opened my eyes and heart that I have untilled ground when it comes to developing a wider and deeper sense of gratitude in my everyday life. The secular world is even recognizing the value of attentive appreciation. Studies have shown that adopting an essence of gratitude reduces stress, aids you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It is not only good for us as individuals, it is also good for our community and our world as it fosters respect for other points of view. Gratitude begins within and then goes out, being a contagious agent for good. The gospel from Matthew today is even embedded with gratitude. It is the story of the baptism of Jesus by John. Such a lovely, simple narrative of a very important event. And the final verse is one which I never get tired of hearing. As Jesus was baptized, suddenly he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." A biblical example of gratitude, sweetly and tenderly expressed by God. "This is my Son, my Beloved, with whom I'm well pleased." Today, at this service, we will have our own baptism. Gregory and Emily Herwig have chosen the Church of the Redeemer for the baptism of their son, Adam Gregory Herwig. We, this congregation, will receive him into our household of God as witnesses to do all in our power to support Adam in his life in Christ. Gregory and Emily, you give us a gift to choose Redeemer, to entrust Redeemer for Adam's spiritual care to us. We thank you. So to return to where I began, that afternoon after Christina and I spoke was spent not working on my thank you notes, but rather experiencing the process in a new way, entering into it with serenity and joy, born out of thinking about and praying for the person to whom I was writing. My epiphany about thank you notes led to an invitation to consider the larger concept of gratitude. Before I knew it, I was done. Well, not exactly. I have saved the best for last. Dear Redeemer friends, I'm writing to thank you as individuals and as a congregation for the gifts you give to me every day. Some gifts have names such as laughter, support, kindness, trust. Other gifts are born of the Spirit, more of the incarnational variety such as prayer and love. Please know how blessed I am by you. With gratitude, Caroline. Amen.